It's a slow, dull, tiresome evening.
What?
I say it's a slow, dull, tiresome evening.
Is it?
Telephone's ringing.
The front door bell's ringing.
Back door buzzer's buzzing.
You spoke too soon, Dr. Sleech.
Vic and Say, brought to you by Oxidol, the soap that's famous for washing clothes so clean, they're white without bleaching. Tonight's story from Oxidol's White Without Bleaching book disagrees with the old saying, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Right, Mrs. Dunn?
I should say, because if I hadn't lent my best tablecloth to my neighbor...
What would have happened?
Why, I wouldn't have found out how she got it so white.
You mean...
Well, when she returned my tablecloth, it was so sparkling, I even asked her if she bleached it.
And she said?
No, I just washed it in Oxidol. So right then I borrowed some Oxidol from her for my wash. And sure enough... Now, even my grimiest pieces come white without bleaching.
It's a fact. Oxidol washes tablecloths, sheets, towels, all white without bleaching. Oxidol's lively hustle bubble suds lift dirt out. Why, scientific tests prove Oxidol washes clothes cleaner and whiter than lazy soaps can ever do. Except for downright stains, all your white things come so honest to goodness clean, they're white without bleaching. Colors, too, come sparkling bright. Because Oxidol's wonderfully safe for all wash colors and rayons. So try Oxidol. See your clothes come white without bleaching. Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Good and their son, Mr. Rush Good. Vic and Sade are seated on the davenport with sections of the newspaper while young Rush, at the library table, reads aloud from a volume of vigorous fiction.
Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley shoved the two smoking automatic pistols back in their gold-plated holsters, brushed a fleck of dust from his bright yellow uniform, held forth the palm of his hand to see if it was raining, and turned to contemplate the sweet face of his fiancée, Lady Margaret. The beautiful woman pinkened, shrank, quivered, giggled, sobbed, choked, stammered, moaned, retreated...
All right, Willie.
...grimaced, snickered, wept, screamed...
I said, all right, Willie.
Third Lieutenant Stanley darts in the jungle and captures a gang of counterfeiting natives.
You weren't asked to read. You knew your father and me had our own stuff to read, and still you start right in and read. We've been told about that before. How many times does parents have to tell a great big monstrous high school student a thing?
Oh.
We're going to build a concrete highway to connect Fullerton, Illinois, up with Klinkstaff, Wisconsin.
That's exciting news.
My friend Gus Fuss was at one time a station agent in Klinkstaff, Wisconsin.
Was he?
I believe Klinkstaff, Wisconsin is where buff-bottom chairs are manufactured.
What are buff-bottom chairs?
I don't believe I ever knew. Gus started to explain it to me one time, but deviated from the subject.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Klinkstaff, Wisconsin, anyway, come to think of it. Wally McSwimmer, down at the Chicago Norton Shops, has taken a month's leave of absence to visit his brother, who owns a farm in the southern section of the state.
Boy, the paper sure crammed with delirious news tonight. This is one of those funny evenings, ain't it?
Funny evening?
Well, you know, it's the kind of halfway dull, slow, draggy. I appreciate a quiet little family time at home as much as anybody else, but every so often a person runs into an evening where they feel like it's tiresome and a nuisance just to breathe. Oh, Ish, you're not even listening to me.
Mr. and Mrs. E.W. Slotch, 918 West Mulberry Street, are entertaining Mr. Slotch's sister, Mrs. Edward Conkruppy, of 716 South Sheridan Street, Gunnyfield, Minnesota.
That's grand.
The handsome young officer produced a gleaming stiletto from his white silk shirt and... Oh, I forgot.
Oh, but it is a slow, dull, tiresome evening.
What?
I say it's a slow, dull, tiresome evening.
Is it?
Top one's ringing.
Front door bell's ringing.
Back door buzzer's buzzing.
You spoke too soon, Dr. Sleech.
How do you mean?
You just got through remarking it was a slow, dull, tiresome evening.
Oh, that's right, I did. Well, I'll answer the phone. You fellas take care of the doors.
I'm the head of the household. I'll go to the front.
I'm the little end of nothing. I'll go to the back.
A third division.
Hello? Hello, lady.
Come on,
Doc.
You're a quick-witted lad.
Why, not a thing in the world, Ruthie. Just sitting here with our teeth in our mouth. Why, I bet we'd be happy as larks. Just a second. Vic, a 500?
Sure.
The big muckety-muck scream, sure, Lady Duady. Well, fine. You and Mr. Fred trot right along over as quick as you can. Yes. All right, we'll be looking for you. All righty, Ruthie. You betty, lady. Goodbye.
Mr. Custis, you know.
Mr. Straw, ma'am.
Good evening, Mrs. Emerson. Happy to find you at home.
Mr. Straw wants to stay here and visit with us while Miss Harris goes downtown an hour or so.
I think Mr. Custis has made a mistake.
What did I do with my iron-bound notebook? I guess it's in my pocket.
Good evening, Mr. Custis.
I want to collect some statistics, Mrs. Emerson.
Good evening, Mr. Straw.
My daughter Florence, she went downtown.
If Fred and Ruthie are on their way over, somebody's got to run to the drugstore and get the
telephone. Telephone thing.
I think I heard the telephone.
I'll get it.
Ring up the telephone.
Hello?
Mr. Sproul, I believe you've met Mr. Custard.
No.
Yes. No, Fat isn't here.
What?
No. Yes.
No, and this isn't Isabel.
You have met or you haven't met?
No.
Yes. Fat isn't here and this isn't Isabel, and I'm not trying to string you. And if you don't quit calling this telephone number every day, I'm going to complain to the telephone company and see if something can't be done about it. Goodbye.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time, Mrs. Emerson, but I need to collect certain statistics. As you know, I am the city cattle stalker.
I'm afraid you have the wrong party, Mr. Custard.
Oh, yes. Well, where is my transparent glasses and my iron-bound notebook?
My daughter Florence, she went downtown.
That's nice. Your baby bonnet is slipping down over your ear, Mr. Sproul. Rush, you have to go to the drugstore after ice cream. Mr. and Mrs. Stembottom will be here directly. Think you're going to change your shirt, aren't you? Mr. Custard, I think...
Here's my iron-bound notebook. Look out! It slipped!
Oh, by George, there's a notebook that must weigh 10 pounds.
That is the official city Calistalker's notebook. All city Calistalkers have to have iron-bound notebooks. Iron-bound notebooks is the best article for collecting statistics. Here. Mrs. Emerson, I am here to collect statistics. Now, let me see. Your address is 414 Franklin Street.
No, it isn't.
The address is 414 Franklin Street, and the name is Mrs. Floyd Emerson.
The address is 414 Virginia Avenue, and the name is Mrs. Victor Gore.
I'll jot that down. Is this your son, Mrs. Emerson?
No. That is Mr. Mervyn Sproul. He lives across the alley.
I forgot and left my candy drops at home. I got candy drops at home. Peanuts with chocolate smeared on outsides.
How old is this son of yours, Mr. Emerson?
Around 92, I guess. How old are you, Mervyn?
Yes.
Why, George, Mom, the next time you complain about an evening being dull and draggy, just don't tempt fate.
Telephone's ringing.
I think that's a telephone.
I'll get it.
What, wasn't that the telephone? Hey, my iron-bound notebook.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm City Calistalker.
You sure are. Hello? Oh, yes, lady.
How many children have you, all told, Mrs. Emerson?
She's busy talking on the telephone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, now, ish, lady, you don't need to bother.
My baby bonnet's tied too loose around my chin.
Tie the ribbons tighter.
Yes.
Oh, well, Lance, if you insist.
I need to collect some statistics.
Vic, Fred and Ruthie are bringing over ice cream. They want to know what flavor you like.
Vanilla flavor for me.
What flavor, fellas?
Tutti-frutti.
What?
Tutti-frutti.
Caramel.
You know Fred can't stand either one of those flavors.
But what can he stand?
Strawberry.
Okay, strawberry.
I forgot and left my candy drops at home.
You're not the lady of the house, are you?
No, I live across the alley.
Lady, lady? Say, Vic and Rush are screaming and yelling their heads off, shrieking for strawberry flavor ice cream. Is that all right with you and Fred? You're sure? Fine, then. Strawberry flavor. Dandy. You betty, lady. All righty, Ruthie. We'll be waiting for you. Goodbye.
Mrs. Emerson, how long have you lived here on Franklin Street?
I'm not Mrs. Emerson, and this is not Franklin Street.
You borrowed my pencil.
I did not.
Mr. Custard, I'm very much afraid that you're confused.
Oh, yes. And now for the statistics. Now, this lad is your son.
That lad is 92 years old.
Top on, Dan.
Wasn't that the telephone?
Did I say a while ago it was a darling?
Yes.
Hello? Yes? Well, yes, he is. Just one second.
They want the city counter-stalker?
No, they want Mr. Gook.
He's not the city counter-stalker.
Here, Vic.
That's Mushington?
Sweet Corn McBlock, I think.
Oh, I'm the city counter-stalker. He's not the city counter-stalker.
I wish I had my peanuts or the chocolate smeared on the outside.
Hello. Hello, Sweet Corn.
You're Mr. Anderson?
No, I'm Mr. Gook.
Sign here.
Where?
He doesn't put my hand-bound notebook back in my pocket.
I guess I can spare a 2 spots, Sweet Corn. Yeah. You want to stop fast for it? Okay. Yeah, I'll be home all evening. Okay, Sweet Corn. Good boy.
Sweet Corn got cut short. Needs 2 bucks.
You going to change your shirt?
No. Why?
Fred and Ruthie will be here in a minute.
Should I leave the guest I already got and go change my shirt?
That'd be rude.
Well, Mrs. Emerson, the office of the city counterstalker, of which I am the present incumbent, what's the following statistics? Do you or don't you...
Top on, Dan.
I believe I heard the telephone.
Hello? Yes? Yes, just 1 second.
You want the city counterstalker?
Rush.
Millie Clark.
Bluetooth Johnson.
Sign here.
No.
Oh, yes.
Hello? Hello, Bluetooth.
You say you were the lady of the house?
No.
I am.
I live across the alley.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm the city counterstalker.
I went away and forgot my peanuts with the chocolate on the outside.
Sure, Bluetooth. Come right on over.
Front door's ringing. Back door buzzer is buzzing. Back door buzzer is buzzing.
Vic, what was it I said a while ago?
You said this. You said it is a slow, dull, tiresome evening.
I take that back.
Concludes another brief visit at the small house halfway up in the next block. And at your house. 3 times a day, there are dirty dishes to wash, aren't there? Well, with Oxidol, those greasy dishes are a cinch. It stands to reason. A soap like Oxidol that washes clothes so clean they're white without bleaching is bound to be grand for dishes, too. Why, Oxidol's lively hustle bubble suds dissolve dishpan grease. Don't just cut or loosen it. They actually dissolve grease. Now, Oxidol's long-lasting suds are lively, but not harsh. Many regular Oxidol users have hands satiny soft. So try it. You like Oxidol for dishes. Listen tomorrow night, same time, when the makers of Oxidol again bring you Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. But right now, listen.
Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay can mean a smoother, softer skin? Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay is the way you should begin? You ought to try it now. You'd better start today. The Camay Mild Soap Diet is the lovely woman's way. For softer and more glamorous complexion, Camay, Camay, Camay.
So for a lovelier complexion, change from inadequate cleansing to correct Camay care. Camay. This is Rye Billsbury inviting you to be with us again tomorrow evening for Vic and Sade. Until tomorrow then, good night. Our country desperately needs used fats to help make nylons, refrigerators, above all soaps. Save used fats even though you don't need points. You get 4 cents a pound.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.